Maeve wrapped her lips idly around the straw and sipped. Then she settled back into her seat, chewing. Crunching sounds came from her mouth. The lemonade had frozen solid when it passed her lips. Which made me feel pretty damn smart for avoiding the whole sexual temptation issue. Maeve looked at Lily steadily as she chewed and then said to me, "You know, my last night often dragged this one before the court for performances. All kinds of performances. Some of them hurt, and some of them didn't, though she still cried out prettily enough." She smiled, her tone polite and conversational. "Do you remember the night he made you dance for me in the red shoes, Lily?" Lily's green eyes settled on Maeve, calm and placid as a forest pool. Maeve's smile sharpened. "Do you remember what I did to you after?" Lily smiled, a tired little expression, and shook her head. "I'm sorry, Maeve. I know how much pleasure you take in gloating, but you can't hurt me with that now. That Lily is no more." Maeve narrowed her eyes, and then her gaze shifted to Fix. "And this one. I've seen this little man weeping like a child, begging for mercy." Fix sipped at his lemonade and said, "For the love of God, Maeve, would you give the evil kinkstress act a rest? It gets tired pretty fast." The winter lady let out an exasperated breath, put down her drink, and folded her arms sullenly across her chest. "Very well," Maeve said, her tone petulant. "What is it you wish to know, wizard?" "I'd like to know why Mab hasn't been striking back at the Red Court after they trespassed on Shi territory during the battle last year." Maeve arched a brow at me. "That is knowledge, and therefore power. What are you prepared to trade for it?"
"Forgetfulness," I said.
Maeve tilted her head. "I can think of nothing in particular I would like to forget."
"I can think of something you want me to forget, Maeve."
"Can you?" I smiled with teeth.
"I'd be willing to forget what you did at Billy and George's wedding."
"Pardon?" Maeve said. "I don't seem to recall being present." She knew the score. She knew that I knew it too. Her legality pissed me off.
"Of course," I replied. "You weren't there, but your handmaiden was, Jenny Greenteeth."
Maeve's lips parted in sudden surprise. I saw through her glamour.
"Didn't you know who showed her down?"
I asked her, lifting my own eyebrows in faux innocence.
"That was petty cruelty, Maeve, even for you, trying to ruin their marriage."
"Your wolf children did me a petty wrong," Maeve replied. "They killed a favorite hireling of the Winter Court. They owed their loyalty to Dresden when they killed the tigress," Lily murmured, "even as did the little folk he used against Aurora. They acted with his consent and upon his will, Maeve. You know our laws."
Maeve gave Lily a dirty look that was almost human. "For what happened that night, they were mine."
I put my hands flat on the table and leaned a little toward Maeve, speaking with as much quiet intensity as I could. "I protect what is mine. You should know that by now. I have lawful reason for a quarrel with you." Maeve's attention moved back to me, and her expression became remote and alien. "What is it you propose?"
"I'm willing to let things go as they are, all accounts settled, in exchange for an honest answer to my question."
I settled back in my chair and asked, "Why hasn't Winter moved against the Red Court?"
Maeve regarded me with an odd little twinkle in her eye, then nodded and said,
"Mab has not allowed it."
Fix and Lily traded a quick look of surprise.
"Sooth," Maeve said, nodding, evidently enjoying their reaction. "The Queen has readied her forces to strike at Summer, and has furthermore given specific orders preventing her captains from conducting operations
against the red court. That's madness, Lily said quietly. Maeve folded her hands on the table, frowning at something far away, and said, It may well be. Dark things stir in Winter's heart. Things even I have never before seen. Dangerous things. I believe they are a portent. I tilted my head a little, focused on her. How so? What Aurora attempted was insane. Even among the she, Maeve replied. Her actions could have thrown enormous forces out of balance to the ruin of all. Her heart was in the right place, Fix said, his tone mildly defensive. Maybe, I told him as gently as I could. But good intent doesn't amount to much when the consequences are epically screwed up. Maeve shook her head. Hearts. Good. Evil. Mortals are always concerned with such nonsense. She abruptly rose, her mind clearly elsewhere. Something in her expression or manner gave me a sudden sense that she was worried. Deeply, truly worried. Little Miss Overlord was frightened.